Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
There's this phrase, "It ain't over till the fat lady sings." So that phrase actually refers to the Philadelphia Flyers, specifically to Kate Smith, who was known for singing "God Bless America" at the hockey games. And she was a rather, shall we say, Rubenesque, full-figured sort of gal. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. It seems fitting that "it ain't over" is the theme of today's podcast, specifically related to not giving up until it's done. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. This week on the podcast, playoff season is here for the NHL, and of course that means a lot of the episodes in the coming weeks are going to have something inspired from a hockey game. And it happened today. And the playoffs haven't even started yet. There are teams that are clinched, meaning they've secured their space in the playoffs. And then there are teams that are already eliminated. And some of those teams still have games to play. I was inspired today after watching one of these games and seeing just how hard these players were playing on the ice. Right after that game was a game with my boys, the Vegas Golden Knights. Now, they've already clinched their position in the playoffs, as has the team that they were playing. So you'd think, well, they're already in the playoffs. Who cares if they win? Except in their case, winning the game impacts how those playoffs will go for them. So the bottom line, we're going to get to it in this episode. So settle back, settle in, and listen up. This is Talk Unleashed. Well, it's about that time again. Stanley Cup playoff season. Now, if you don't like hockey and you're not a sports fan, you're still going to understand this episode, so sit tight. Because it's not really about hockey. Well, okay, so it's kind of about hockey, but it's really about persistence. It's about resilience. It's about never giving up no matter what. I am right now sitting with a game on mute. It is the Seattle Kraken playing the St. Louis Blues. Both teams have already been eliminated from the playoffs. Both teams still have several games left to play in the season. They don't have a chance. They are not going to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And both of these teams are leaving nothing on the ice. They are playing their hearts out. They don't get any special recognition if they win. It's not like there's a, "Hey guys, you did a great job. Here's a participant's trophy." It doesn't work like that. You know, as a side note, I just found out this year that both teams that play in the Super Bowl get a Super Bowl ring. That's just stupid. I mean, sure, great, yes, you got to the Super Bowl, awesome. But you didn't win, you shouldn't get a damn ring. I'm thinking about what the cost is that goes into those rings. I mean, they're pretty substantial pieces of jewelry. Another topic for another day. Back to hockey. These two teams are playing full out. They are playing as though they are playing for the Stanley Cup. They are playing hard. They are pushing themselves because that's what leadership is. When I was going through my leadership training, I was in a class one day and they showed us a video. It was two women coming down the home stretch of an Ironman. They were barely able to move by this point in the competition. They probably couldn't even feel their legs. They were crawling almost, the two of them, desperately trying to pass the other. The place they were striving for? Fourth place. The three winners had already crossed the finish line. Neither of these women was going to receive any kind of special recognition other than, of course, the having finished an Ironman, which in and of itself is a pretty magnificent thing. I certainly haven't done one. The point being, they didn't give up. They could have just said, whatever, first, second, and third places, already done. I'm not going to really get anything, and why should I try to struggle to be fourth? I could just be fifth, cross the finish line. But that's not how it works. And yet, how often do we just, do I just, I'll put this in first person singular, how often do I just coast? The answer is sometimes I do. Almost there, it's good enough. I'm not going to win anyway. It's an interesting mindset to think about. This idea that even when there isn't a chance in hell of anything, continuing to push forward anyway. So, yeah, in the next couple of weeks, month or so, there's probably going to be a lot of conversation about hockey. Yes, the Golden Knights are going to the playoffs again by the skin of their teeth. That is what I'll address next week. In the meantime, folks, if you're not hockey fans, this is the best year to start. And if you are already a hockey fan, go Knights, go! We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully five. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McClain, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.